The Mass this evening is the Mass of the Friday of Easter week. During these weeks after Easter, our Holy Mother, the Church, through the scripture readings and the prayers of the Mass, leads us to reflect on the meaning of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. The Gospels teach us that it was the same Jesus of Nazareth who died on a cross on Good Friday that rose from death 3 days later. His apostles recognized him when he appeared to them. They saw the wounds on his body. They spoke with him. They ate with him. When they saw that Jesus of Nazareth had indeed come back to life, his apostles and those who knew him were convinced then that he was truly God as well as truly human. And our Lord promised them that he would not leave them, and that they would be reunited with him again. They would be united with him again in heaven, and that happiness would never be taken from them. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead teaches us the importance and the reality of the spiritual realm, the spiritual dimension of the universe, which surrounds the material dimension in which we live out our lives. Each one of us is alive here in this world because we are individually called into life in this world by Almighty God. The first chapter of the book of Jeremiah teaches this fact by recording the following intuition of the prophet Jeremiah. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed thee in the bowels of thy mother, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee." We are given life in this world by Almighty God, and our lives are a journey through the material world. At the time of our death, we are called back to Almighty God, and at that time, the condition in which we will find ourselves will be determined by the manner in which we lived our lives in this world. Since the world, the secular world, does not recognize nor appreciate the spiritual dimension of human life, we will often find ourselves out of step with those who do not possess a religious belief. Thus, our Lord said, "Ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice." One of the great theologians of the 8th century, Alcuin of York in England, explains the words of our Lord, these words of our Lord, in the following manner. "Ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy." This speech of our Lord's is applicable to all believers who strive through present tears and afflictions to attain to the joys eternal. "While the righteous weep, the world rejoiceth, for having no hope of the joys to come, all its delight is in the present." Those who do not have faith in Almighty God or in eternal life must strive to find all of their delight in the present world. Those who know that God exists appreciate the spiritual dimension of of human existence. We know the value of sacrificing lesser goods for greater ones, and so we can aspire to deeper and lasting values. We know too that beyond death, another life awaits us. After his resurrection from the dead, our Lord was physically present with his apostles for a while, and then after his ascension into heaven, he was present among them in a spiritual manner through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. This is what our Lord meant when he said, "I am going back to the Father." He was not leaving them, he was merely staying among them in a different manner. Although he has returned to Almighty God in heaven, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, remains in this world. The Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ remains in this world, and he is among those who believe in him. Although we cannot see, hear, or touch him, as the apostles did, we can approach him through our prayers and through our religious devotions. Tonight, then, let us pray that our faith may continue to grow in strength and will not be undermined by the values in which the world rejoices. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.